在每个人的生活里头或多或少的会接触到所谓的宗教信仰。
In everyone's life, a person will become in contact with religion or faith.
每个人在生活里头或多或少的也会参与一些宗教信仰的活动。
And each person will more or less become involved in some type of religious or faith-based activity.
那每一个人对信仰可能也有不太一样的看法。
But everybody has a different perspective on faith.
其中有一种人的说法是说，只要我是真心诚意的，那么什么宗教都好。
Some people may think that as long as I am sincere, any religion is fine.
这样的说法其实是错误的。
This is not correct.
事实上是一个人的生活如果不是建立在真理上面。
Because if a person's life is not built on the foundation of faith.
真理。
On truth.
那么无论你再怎么诚心那个方向不对，结果也一定是不对的。
No matter how sincere you are, if the direction is wrong, then you are still going the wrong way.
无可否认的，很多人在从事宗教的活动都是诚心诚意的。
And we cannot deny that many people, as they participate in religious activities, are full of fervor.
但是不是每一个人他的宗教活动都是建立在真理上面。
But not everybody's religious activities are based on truth.
那我们都知道，如果方向不对，那个结果也一定是不对。
And if the direction is wrong, then the result will be wrong.
你应该是往北走，你却往南走，你再开怎么快，再开多久，你还是不能到你的目的地。
If you should be going north, but you are driving south, no matter how fast you drive, you will still not reach your destination.
那到底什么是真理？
And so, what is the truth?
我们请看约翰福音十七章。
Let us turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章十七节。
John 17 verse 17.
求你用真理使我们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
真理既然是一个正确的方向，那么真理就是会带给人正面的改变。
If truth is the correct direction, then if you have truth, then it will bring positive and beneficial things to your life.
所以在这里主耶稣说，求天父真神用真理让门徒能够成圣。
So here, Lord Jesus prays that God would sanctify the disciples with his truth.
用真理来改变这些门徒。
That he would use the truth to change the disciples.
让他们有对的方向，有对的生活。
That they can have the right direction and the right life.
那接下来主耶稣说，你的道就是真理。
And next he says, your word is truth.
所以这个道跟真理到底有什么关系？
So what does the word have to do with truth?
我们常常会觉得说，神的道就是真理。
We often think that the word is the truth.
那为什么用两个字眼？
So why are there two different words?
我想这当中是有一点点的差别在里头。
I believe between the two there are still a slight difference.
他们这个道跟真理他们是有密切的关系。
They are closely related.
但是他们又有一点点的分别。
But there is still something that differentiates the two.
我们请看诗篇八十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 86.
诗篇八十六篇十一节。
Psalm 86 verse 11.
主啊，求你将你的道指教我。我要照你的真理行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name.
这是大卫的祷告。
This is the prayer of David.
在这里他祷告几件事情。
He prayed for a few items here.
第一个，将你的道，将你的道理，来指教我。
He asked that God would teach him or instruct him in his way.
这个way就是words, 将你的道理，来指教我。
Which is his word to instruct him.
然后第二件事情啊，我要照你的真理来行。
And then in the second item is that he would walk in his truth.
有了神的话语，然后才有下一步的走在真理里头。
Only when you have the word of God can you walk within that truth.
那我们仔细去看大卫的这两个祈求。
So let us carefully look at these two requests of David.
你就可以，我们这就让我们可以去感受到，所谓的道跟真理之间的一点点的差别。
And in studying this, you can see what slightly differentiates the word and the truth.
简单的讲，一个是知道，一个是不但知道，而且进一步的去做。
To simply put, one is for you to know, and one is for you to carry out or walk in.
我们常常很认真的在学习神的教训。
We are often very diligent in learning the words of God.
所以我们获得了很多神的道。
So we learn a lot of the words of God.
那但是我们不一定走在真理里头。
But we may not necessarily walk in the truth.
所以这个真理啊，它跟我们的行动是有关系的。
So the truth has to do with our actions.
所以如果我仔细这样看之后呢，这是我的发现。
This is what I have discovered after carefully studying this.
这个有行动的地方才会有真理。
Only where there is actions is there the truth.
如果我们只是知道神的教训，我们还不是所谓走在真理里头。
If we only know of the words of God, then we are not walking in the truth yet.
所以不但知道，而且去做，这个才是走在真理里头。
So first to know and then to walk in it, then this is walking in the truth.
所以很多时候我们是有神的道，但是我们并没有真理。
We often have the words of God, but we may not have the truth.
所以有行动的地方才有真理。
So where there's actions, there's truth.
所以在这里大卫他才会有这样的祷告，不但将你的话语来指教我，而且帮助我照着你的话语来行，他就用真理这个字眼。
So this is why David prays in this way that he can know the truth, but in addition that he can walk and carry out the truth.
那一个人有真理，他才能够成为一个专心敬畏神的人。
A person who has truth can be someone who is devoted to worshiping God.
我们在信仰里头参与这么多的活动，那个目的就是为了要专心的敬拜神。
In our holy work, we participate in so many different activities. The point of that is so that we can be walking in the truth.
成为一个敬畏神的人，我们要成为一个敬畏神的人。
We want to be a reverent or God-fearing person.
所以学习道理，照着道理去行。
So we learn the words and then we walk in the truth.
请我们看马太福音第七章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24.
二十四节，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
真正能够让我们改变的就是我们要建立在真理上面。
What will actually cause us to have change in our lives is for us to be built on the truth.
所以这里主耶稣说。听见我的话，而且又去行的，就是建立在磐石上，建立在真理上。
And a person who builds his house on the rock is a person who both hears and does the word.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
哦，当然，这个磐石也可以指着主耶稣。
This rock can also represent Lord Jesus.
啊，因为主耶稣就是真理。
Because Lord Jesus is the truth.
啊，26节。
26。
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上。
Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
啊，今天我们很容易的来看见、来听见神的话语。
Today it is very easy for us to know and to see the words of God.
哦，但是人不一定会有真理，因为他不一定会去行。
But a person may not have the truth still because they may not be carrying it out.
哦，那一个没有真理的人，就好像把房子盖在沙土上。
And a person without the truth is like a person who builds his house on the sand.
哦，我们也可以扩大范围来讲，一个家庭。
We can expand this to say that to a family.
好，我们可以再扩大范围来讲一个教会。
Or can broaden this even further to the entire church.
好，所以无论从个人到整个教会，我们如果要有真理，就是我们要将神的道把它行出来。
So, what if we want to have the word of to have the truth within any group? We need to act out the words of God.
好，那27节就说到，如果没有真理的话。就不是在磐石上的话，那么就房子会倒塌。
And it says that if you, in verse 27, that if you are not built on the rock, then your house will collapse.
我们人可能会有同样的经历。
As humans, we may have the similar experiences.
但是有没有真理会带来不同的结果。
But whether or not we have the truth will result in different consequences.
两个家庭可能遭遇同样的事情。
Two families may experience the same thing.
哦，但是结果可能是不一样的。
But they may have different results.
哦，原因就在这个家庭有没有真理。
And what makes a difference is whether or not the family has truth.
所以我们要将我们自己、我们的家庭建立在真理上面。
So we want our families to be built on the rock.
哦，所以是需要努力的。
And this requires effort.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章二十四节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24.
对不起，十四节。
Verse 14.
提摩太后书二章十四节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14.
你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前嘱咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只能败坏听见的人。
Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers.
十五节，你当竭力在神面前得蒙悦纳，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
啊，我们如果从一个家庭、一个教会来看的话
，If we look at this from a family,
好，我们如何在真理啊，如何在真理上面来努力
？How can we strive toward the truth？
啊，这里告诉我们说，我们要避免一些啊，这个愚昧的事情啊，跟争论的话题。
It says here that we need to avoid words that are to no profit or are dissension.
哦，这里保罗说不要为言语去争辩。
It says do not strive about words to no profit.
哈，我们在家庭里头，我们是要用我们正确的来使用这个神的话语。
In the house of God, we need to correctly.Speak.
哦，这样子我们才能够彼此建立。
And in this way, we can build each other up.
哦，建立在神的智慧的这个基础上面。
That we can be built on the foundation of God's wisdom.
常常在争论里头没有什么好的行动。
And often when we are arguing when there's dissension, there are no positive actions.
那常常是在很和睦当中才能够有好的表现。
But there can be a harmony. When there is harmony, then there can be good behavior.
哦，所以我们要去避免 那些争论的事情。
So we need to avoid the things that cause dissension.
那好好的去思想神的话，把它用在对的时候。
And we need to carefully meditate on the words of God so that we can use it at the right time.
在怎样的状况之下，我们用怎样的神的话来对待。
That we can know what is the appropriate situation to use which of God's words.
这样子才能够彼此建立。
Then we can build each other up.
我们在交通当中，我们彼此了解对方的需要。
And as we communicate, we can understand each other's needs.
然后我们用神的话来彼此建立。
And then we use the word of God to build each other up.
那我们将对方给我所勉励神的话把它实行出来。
And then the words of God that we hear, we act them out.
那么我有真理，你也有真理。
Then I would have the truth, and you would have the truth as well.
因为我们不是只是听见，我们是真的走在真理里头。
Because not only do we hear the word, but we actually walk in it.
这个不是听见真理，是行在真理里头。
Not just hearing the word, but walking in truth.
我一直要强调的就是这个真理一定包括着行动。
What I would really like to emphasize is that the truth includes action.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 8.
第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
这整本圣经里头有许许多多美好的勉励，美好的这些古圣徒的模范。
The Bible is filled with a lot of encouragement and a lot of positive examples from the saints.
保罗说我们要专注于这些，我们要常常去思想。
And these are the things that Paul says we must constantly meditate on.
所以保罗说不要花时间在那些不必要的文字上的争论。
So Paul says, do not spend time on useless arguing.
有那么多美好的事情，为什么不多花一些时间？
There are so many beautiful things. Why do you not spend more time thinking about those?
如果我们爱我们的家庭，
if we love our families,
如果我们爱我们的教会，
if we love our church,
我们应该像保罗所说的，多去想，多去看这些美好的内容。
We need to meditate more on these positive aspects.
那我们才能够用这些来做彼此的分享，彼此的勉励。
Then we can use this to encourage each other.
当这个人有什么需要的时候，我们就有这一方面的道理来跟他分享。
When a person has a type of need, then we will have a word from the Bible to share with them.
那这个人也很谦卑的听进去了，他也去行了，那么他就建立在磐石上。
And when that person takes in what you have shared with them and acts upon the word, then they have been established on the truth.
有行动的地方才是有真理。
Where there are actions, that is where there is truth.
再请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章二十四节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24.
24节，然而主的仆人不可增敬，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
24, and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient.
25节，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。
25, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth.
如何才能够走在真理里头？如何才能够走在真理里头？
This is how we can walk in the truth.
这包括着这里所说的 要去劝哈、啊、这个啊，在二十五节哈、啊、说用温柔去劝诫，去纠正。
In verse 25, it says, "In humility, correcting those who are in opposition."
不尊敬不等于不去纠正，不去劝诫。
To not quarrel does not mean that you will not go and correct those who need it.
如果我们爱我们的家庭
，If we love our family,
我们对我们家庭啊，比如说父母亲对儿女啊，你要去劝诫儿女，要去纠正他。
The parents that love their children will have to correct them.
这样子我们整个家庭才会走在真理上面。
That way the entire family will walk in the truth.
当我们去纠正，我们就也要预期到可能会有哪些的反应。
And when we correct them, we may have different types of reactions.
因为人的倾向是不愿意接受人的纠正。
Because as humans, we by nature do not like to take the suggestions or corrections of others.
很小的小孩子，我们就可以看到人的这种天性。
Even in very young children, we can see this in their nature.
当你在纠正他的时候，他不会是笑嘻嘻的、很高兴的，他一定是摆着一个不好看的脸。
When you are correcting them, they will not be smiling happily and happy to accept your correction. They will have a very sad face.A sad look on their face.
甚至比较大的孩子可能有比较激烈的动作，他就把房间的门啪关起来，躲在里头不听你讲。
Or if they were older, as teenagers, they may just slam the door in your face and not listen to you.
其实人的第一个反应总是会去误会对方。
The first reaction of a man is to misunderstand the other person.
其实纠正，父母亲对儿女的纠正，它总是从爱来的。
And because actually the correction from parents always comes from a place of love.
但是被纠正的孩子，他不会第一个想到的是，这是父母的爱。
But the child who is being corrected will not think that this is out of love.
甚至他心里可能在想的是，父母亲不爱我。
In their heart, they may even think that my parents don't love me.
所以他才会为了这个事情，他要。要责备我，找我麻烦。
So that this is why they are nagging at me or getting mad or yelling at me.
所以二十五节保罗说才会说用温柔来做纠正。
That is why in verse 25 it says that we must do this in humility.
当孩子被纠正的人，他有那种反弹。
For children who are being corrected, they will have this type of reaction.
那你就会发现那个纠正的效果呢，也会很缓慢。
So
那个结果会很缓慢。
Oh, so the effect of that correction may be very slow.
这也就是为什么有些父母亲到后来就随你去了。
So this is why sometimes the parents just give up and let them do whatever they want.
有时候做传道的人也会这样子了。
Sometimes for pastors, we can be this way as well.
说也没有什么用。
We keep on encouraging and reminding, and it seems to do no use, to do no good.
听的人觉得很疲乏，说的人也会觉得很疲惫。
The people who are listening feel tired of hearing, and the person speaking also feels tired.
这个是一定会有的现象。
This is a situation that will inevitably happen.
所以要走在真理里头是要努力的。
So in order to walk in the truth, there must be effort.
我们要想，我们的孩子他之所以会有这种反弹，这个是他的情绪的表现。
We know that, Children can have a strong reaction because it comes out of their emotions.
很多时候你想想自己在小时候，其实也是这种反应。
And we think back in our own lives as children, we probably had the same reaction.
所以不可以放弃。
So we cannot give up.
坚持到底的，最后是一定会胜利的。
Those who endure to the end will overcome.
那但是不要忘记了，这个保罗说用温柔来纠正。
But do not forget that Paul tells us that we need to be gentle and humble.
被纠正的人很情绪化，我们去纠正人的不要情绪化。
And the one who is being corrected is emotional.
Yeah.
Is emotional, but those who are correcting should not be emotional.
哦，如果两方面都情绪化的话，那么就没有办法行走在真理里头。
If both sides are emotional, then they are unable to walk in the truth.
人最容易的反应就是，那就妥协了，就任他去了。
And it is also common for a man to just think, let me just give up and let them do what they want.
哦，要妥协是很容易的。
To compromise is very easy.
哦，但是让那个问题继续蔓延的话，最后是很难收拾。
But when the problem is festers or remains there, it is actually hard to resolve it later.
所以对神的话语，我们无论如何是要坚持。
So in the word of God, we must stand firm.
哦，那最后我们才能够真的走在真理里头。
So that we can walk in the truth in the end.
哦，这不但是对我们个人，对我们整个家庭都是这样子。
And this is not only for ourselves, but this applies to our entire family.
哦，如果我们坚持去走在真理里头。
If we insist that we walk in the truth.
哦，我们总是会带给我们出乎我们意料的那一种，啊，那一种，啊。让我们觉得是很惊喜的，很 amazing.
And we will see some things that are very amazing or miraculous.
哦，因为我们可以看到我们个人、我们家庭的复兴。
Because we can see the renewal of our families.
哦，因为对神的教训的坚持，最后总是带来那一种复兴的悔改。
Because if we insist on walking in the truth, it will lead to repentance that brings us renewal.
哦，一般在家庭里头，通常都是父母亲来纠正自己的孩子。
In a family, usually it is the parent that corrects the children.
哦，其实啊，这是最妥当的一个方式。父母来纠正自己的孩子，这个是最好的。
Oh, this is the best scenario.
啊，常常父母亲会拜托传道说：“你替我去纠正我的孩子。”
And sometimes parents would ask.Me as a pastor, please go and correct my children.
哦，因为这个父母亲不想跟孩子之间，啊，弄得不愉快。
Because the parents do not want to, have bad feelings or tension between them and their children.
其实你如果是真正的好好的做一个父母亲的话，你不用有这样子的顾虑在。
Actually, if you are a good parent, then, and you are serious about your role as a parent, you will not need to worry about this happening.
哦，如果我们是好好的做一个父母亲啊，纠正孩子就是我们的责任。
If you take the role of a parent seriously, then correcting your child is part of your responsibility.
哦，因为你爱你的孩子，你跟你的孩子之间有那一层别人没有办法代替的爱。
Because you love your child, you have a love for your child that cannot.Be matched by any other person.
哦，所以我的意思就是说，去纠正，不但是用温柔，而且你已经有爱在里头。
Because, so I am saying that when you correct with humility, you already have love in your heart.
哦，你的孩子他正在学习。
And your child is in the process of learning.
哦，你要帮助他的学习。
And you want to help them as they learn.
哦。你跟孩子之间的关系，这是一个不可忽略、很重要的一层关系。
And this relationship between you and your child is very important.
我们请看提摩太后书第三章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
十五节，保罗说，并且知道你是从小明白圣经。
And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures.
对不起，应该是十四节。
Excuse me, verse 14.
啊，保罗说，你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
But as for you, continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
哦，我们知道这个提摩太后书啊，它本来啊是给个人的，是给 保罗给提摩太的书信。
We know that 2 Timothy was a book that was written to Timothy as an individual.
这是保罗对提摩太的勉励、啊、跟一些纠正。
This was Paul's personal encouragement to him and, his, and some of his corrections.、
啊、那在14节、啊、下半句话保罗他很有自信的说因为你知道你是跟谁学的。
And he says in verse 14 at the latter part that very confidently you know whom you have learned them from.、
哦、你知道现在正在纠正你啊、在勉励你的是谁
？You know the person who is currently correcting you.
哦，这个、保罗称提摩太是他的真儿子。
As Paul called Timothy his true son.
哦，虽然他们没有血缘的关系。
Although they were not related by blood.
哦，但是保罗跟提摩太之间有一个很密切的关系，好像父亲跟儿子一样。
But Paul and Timothy were very close and had a relationship as of a father and son.
哦，所以保罗就能够帮助提摩太。来走在真理上面。
So Paul was able to help Timothy to walk in the truth.
啊，其实真理里头所谓的真理啊，其实包括了很多人与人之间的关系。
And within walking in the truth, this includes a lot of interpersonal relationships.
哦，人与人之间这个就是很实际的行动。
Because how we interact with other people, this is very practical in our daily lives.
哦，所以主耶稣的教训。就是最好的人际关系的这种教导。
So the teachings of Lord Jesus are the best, or best teachings for us on how to deal with other people.
哦，在生活当中，很多人的问题，最后的原因就是人际关系不好。
And many problems in life come down to bad relationships between people.
哦，那其实主耶稣的教训里头，很多都是跟人的相处有关系。
And in many of the teachings of Lord Jesus, they relate to how we should treat different types of people.
哦，我们如果将这些教训行出来，那么就是走在真理里头。
If we can act out, live out these teachings, then we can be walking in the truth.
哦，我们人与人之间的关系是非常的、非常的美好的。
And our relationships with other people will be very beautiful.
哦，我们如果爱我们的儿女。
If we love our children.
哦，我们要跟他维持着一个这种爱在里头的关系。
We need to maintain a relationship that has love in it.
哦，他不会，我们的儿女不会永远是远离我们的。
Our children will not always be far from us.
哦，我们的儿女一定会照我们所期望的，他是走在真理里头。
And they will, according to what we hope, eventually walk in the truth.
哦，就像路加福音十五章里头那个浪子的比喻。
Just like the parable of the lost son in Luke chapter 15.
哦，那个小儿子他只是暂时的离开。
The prodigal son just left temporarily.
哦，因为父亲对他的爱是没有改变的。
But the love of the father had never changed.
哦，所以父亲对他的纠正到最后是会有功效的。
So if we correct our children out of love, in the end there will be a positive result.
哦，所以我们看到最后的结果就是这种。悔改所带来的复兴。
And in the end, we can see the renewal that came out of repentance in that story.
我们再看提摩太后书第三章。
Let us look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
17节叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
为什么我们要走在真理里头？
Why is it that we must walk in the truth?
为什么我们的家庭要走在真理里头？
And why does our family need to walk in the truth?
为什么我们的教会要走在真理里头？
Why does the church need to walk in the truth?
因为我们要成为一个得胜的人，我们要成为一个得胜的教会，得胜的家庭。
Because we want to be a victorious individual, and we want our families to be victorious, and we want the church to be victorious.
走在真理里头，最后的结果就是那美好的胜利。
And when we, the result of walking in the truth is that in the end we will have a glorious victory.
哦，如果我们要我们的家庭得胜，
if we want our families to be victorious,
哦，我们一定要好好的走在真理里头。
We must walk diligently in the truth.
哦，这里说到这个神的教训啊， 要带给我们几件事情。
And here it says that the teachings of God will bring us a few things. 哦，
我们听见了神的教训，再把它行出来。
When we hear the word of God and we act it out.
哦，这里说第一个是教训。
The first thing that we will gain is instruction.
这本圣经在教导我们来认识神的救恩。
Or doctrine. This Bible will help us to know the salvation of God.
哦，当我们一个人真的领受了救恩。
When a person truly receives the salvation of God.
哦，我们走在真理里头。
And walks in the truth.
哦，我们的家庭、我们的工作、我们的信仰才能够有一个平衡。
Our families and our work life will also achieve a balance.
哦，平衡才会带来和谐，才会带来美。
When there is balance, then there can be peace and beauty.
啊，再来，这本圣经它要啊责备我们，督责我们。
Next, this Bible will give us reproof.
哦，神的教训它会带来责备。
The words of God will rebuke us.
神的话要指出我们的错误。
It will point out our wrongdoing.
哦，现代的人不太愿意随便去讲别人的错。
People nowadays are cautious in pointing out the wrongdoing of others.
哦，那另一方面，也有很多人很容易的去讲别人的错。
But there are also others who very easily speak of the wrongdoings of others.
哦，还没有真的去弄清楚之前，就已经说别人不对。
Before they have truly found out what was going on, they already say that the other person was wrong.
哦，那真正能指出我们错误的。是这一本圣经，神的话语。
But who can really point out our wrongdoing is this Bible.
那有一些人只是会骂我们错了，但是他不会去纠正我们。
Some people may only yell at us for being that we are wrong, but they will not correct us.
这本圣经，他不但说出我们的错，而且他纠正我们，他会告诉我们，那我们应该怎么做。
This Bible not only gives us reproof, but it also gives us correction for what we should do after.
哦，为什么有时候我们对人的指责，我们很反感
？Sometimes, why is it that we are very take it very negatively when others correct us?
哦，因为他没有告诉我们，我错了，那我应当怎么做
？Because they tell us we are wrong, but they don't tell us what we should do instead.
啊，那这一本圣经，它要教导我们协议。
But this Bible will teach us and help us to learn.
哦，他不但告诉我们应当怎么做，而且还告诉我们如何去做，告诉我们方法。
Not only does it tell us what we ought to do, but it teaches us how we can do that and how we can live it out.
哦，比如这本圣经告诉我们说我们是罪人。
This Bible tells us that we are sinners.
哦，那我们应当怎么样要成为一个没有罪的人
？So what should we do to become someone who is sinless?
哦，然后圣经又告诉我们那方法，你如何成为一个没有罪的人。
And the Bible tells us what we should do to become a person without sin.
哦，所以难怪大卫祷告说，求神将他的道来指教他。
So this is why David prayed that God would instruct him in the Word of God.
哦，那接下来大卫说，啊，让我走在你的真理里头。
And next, that he would help him to walk in the truth.
哦，神啊，你已经告诉我应当怎么做，应当做什么。
Lord, you have already told me what I ought to do.
哦，你也告诉我们，你也告诉了我要如何去做。
But you have also told me how to do it.
哦，所以你帮助我，我愿意去做。
So help me, because I am willing to do it.
那这样子我们就被建立起来。
And in this way, we can also build each other up.
好，我们的家庭就建立在磐石上。
And our families will be built on the rock.
哦，十七节说，叫那些属神的人可以完全，然后预备行各样的善事。
Verse 17 says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
哦，我们自己，我们的家庭。能够站立起来，而且进一步的可以去行善事，去帮助别人。
Not only will our family be able to be firmly established on the rock, but we also can perform good works that can help other people.
我们整个教会，我们也很希望我们能够多做一些善事。
And we hope that our families and the church can do more good works.
我们能够救更多的灵魂。
That we can save more souls.
那首先我们必须要 努力的来走在真理里头。
But first, we need to be very diligent in walking in the truth.
哦，不但听神的道理，而且把它行出来。
Not only hearing the word of God, but also living it out.
哦，我们不是只是听见道理，我们是要走在真理里头。
Not only do we hear the words of God, but we walk in the truth.
好，我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
358首。
358.